Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Latin America Review live stream. And now that the World Cup is over, we're back to usual schedule. We're going to be having one podcast every week for our subscribers on Patreon, and also one live stream every week, which will be free for everyone. And we'll upload as well to the RSS feeds. And today we're going to be talking about Argentina. The historic World Cup win. I'm sure many of you through the South American football show saw the scenes of partying, of the jubilation, the collective joy that there was in the streets of Buenos Aires. But I think part of the joy and the relief as well comes at the end of what has been a very difficult year for Argentina. So to talk about this, we're joined with Ari Goodman from Buenos Aires, with whom I stayed during the World Cup. So, Ari, how's it going? And, you know, first of all, before we get into things, can you tell people a little bit what it was like to be in Buenos Aires for this past week? What it was like to walk through the center of Buenos Aires the moment that it was announced, the moment that we knew that Argentina won the World Cup? And how long did that party?
Oh no, I think you dropped out, Ollie.
Bummer. Yeah. Go ahead, Ari. I'm just going to give you the screen.
No, thanks for having me, Ollie. Yeah, it's been really, really crazy. I mean, it's still ongoing. Like, you might hear some people screaming and chanting outside my window because people are still celebrating. I don't think I've ever been around so many people. Just like filled with so much joy, so much relief. When we lost that first game against Saudi Arabia, I think there was a lot of anxiety because people were really excited about this team. People really thought that this was going to be the one that we won, not only because it was, you know, Messi's supposed final World Cup, but also because it is really a strong team and it's a young team and it's a team that had won a lot of games leading up to this tournament. So going into the street was crazy. I mean, I saw people, literally everywhere you look, there were people in all parts of the city. People were, the day that the team actually came back to Argentina, people took the highways. The bus carrying the players was not even able to make it downtown because there was just too many people. So it's been really, really crazy. It's been a lovely time to be here. And yeah, I think the joy is going to continue up until the end of the year. I don't think people are going to stop celebrating this, probably till the next World Cup, because it's a huge deal for people here.
Yeah, definitely. And this has obviously come at the end of a difficult year for Argentina. And I remember one... on the way there, a taxi driver told me that if Argentina don't win, then Cristina will go to jail, and if Argentina do win, then she'll be president. And then someone else as well, a Bolivian friend there, told me that if Argentina hadn't won, that there could have been a social crisis in Argentina because of the multiple crisis that the country is facing in terms of inflation, in terms of the political crisis. We saw assassination attempt against Cristina. So yeah, how would you rate this year for the country as a whole, and how needed was this win?
Yeah, I mean, it was very needed. I think I don't want to speculate as to what would have happened if we'd lost. I think, as I was saying, there was a lot of anxiety leading up to the final. And it wasn't only because people wanted to watch the Argentine team win, but it was also because a lot of people were worried about how people would respond if we'd lost. And also people really, really needed this moment of relief, which, thank God, you know, we got. I think, you know, in a way, this has served to distract people from the political and economic crises that we are in, that the country is in, and that the country will continue to face, you know, even after this year. There have been a lot of, you know, jokes on Twitter and just, you know, people I've talked to here who make comments about like, oh, who cares if the inflation gets worse? You know, we're champions. You know, we won the World Cup. But yeah, I mean, I don't know if this is going to have real political consequences, to be honest. I think it's very telling that the team didn't go to the La Casa Rosada, like that they didn't go to the presidential. They didn't meet with the president while they were here, right? And so I think that might speak to the fact that the team doesn't want to politicize this victory, whether it's the team or it's the like a federation, or the coaching staff. I mean, who knows? But yeah, I think eventually people are going to have to snap back into the kind of political reality. But this is providing a very, very much needed break. And again, it's just like pure joy.
Yeah, absolutely. And in terms of the political response as well to the actual win, I remember as I was leaving Buenos Aires, listening to sort of the radios on the buses and things, there was an attempt by some sort of right-wing media to finding all sorts of ways to attack the government on what should have been really a day of national unity. I heard people saying there shouldn't have been a national holiday. Obviously, the government declared a national holiday when the players arrived from Qatar, that everything was badly organized and that this shows how why this government is so terrible. Just trying to and it seems kind of strange going from the streets where, you know, surrounded by people just jumping for joy, literally. Right. So then, you know, listening to the media, just trying to find any reason to be a downer. So, yeah, man, how has that been the sort of media response, and not just after the World Cup, but in the run up to the World Cup, and the attempts to politicize it?
Yeah, I mean, football here, I think, is always going to have some kind of political, commentary associated with it. You know, Fernando chose not to go to the World Cup, whereas the ex-president Macri was there. And so even during the World Cup, there was a lot of talk about, you know, if he should be there, meaning Alberto, if he should have gone, or what it means that he didn't go. And then also people kind of criticizing Macri for going during an economic crisis that the country is facing, that, you know, many people hold him partially responsible for. In terms of the response to the World Cup victory, yeah, I mean, the right wing was absolutely attacking the, it's interesting here because Buenos Aires, the city, has a city police that is run by the right wing government here, the right wing government. And then also there's the kind of like police in general, which is not under the jurisdiction of like the local government here. And so people didn't really know who to blame for. And when I say people, I'm saying the media, like, didn't really know who to blame for some of the maybe logistical failures leading up to the day that the players came back. But people in the street didn't really care. I mean, obviously there was some frustration as to like, I'm hoping to see Messi, I'm hoping to see the players, and I don't get to see them because they're not coming into the city. But, you know, people were having fun, people were drinking, people were celebrating. And ultimately the call for the federal holiday, I think, was to allow everyone, whether regardless of socioeconomic class, to celebrate together. I actually heard someone say when I was downtown on Tuesday, you know, it's beautiful to be with Argentines of like every economic class, all here together, all celebrating one thing. And that was really only possible because there was a holiday called. Now, some people's criticism was, okay, well, the players are only coming to Buenos Aires, why should the whole country get a holiday? Which, I don't know. I don't think it's worth really overly analyzing that. I think, you know, people around the country and around the world were watching the celebrations in Buenos Aires that day. And I'm sure people all over the country and even in provincia were also celebrating that day and took a day to get together with family and really let it hit them that we'd won the World Cup.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously, with like the Brazilian national team, national football team, and the Brazilian national football shirt, it's been used a lot for political ends by Bolsonaro, by right-wing groups. Like, has that happened in Argentina? Have the media and the right sort of latched on to the national team and to figures like Messi and things? Or what's that been?
No, I mean, I think interestingly here, the right wing is very critical of the Argentine national team. They really like to criticize them for not being like, you know, I would say maybe the best word is more civilized. I don't know if they use that word exactly, but I've seen some right wing people complain that the Argentine national team is a little bit too aggressive and that we're not maybe European enough and disciplined enough as some of the European teams seem to be, which I wouldn't really agree with that. But there's also, you know, right-wing press here that is very aggressive towards certain players for having made political stance, like having made their political stances public in the past. So I think the right-wing really can't, you know, use the win to their advantage. I think the question is whether or not like the popular movements here and the current government can. And I don't think that they really can because the team chose not to meet with Alberto. And also, you know, the crisis is very much still here despite the fact that we won the World Cup. But no, I don't think that there's anyone who would, you know, buy any kind of right-wing attempt to make this victory theirs. Football here is, I think, a game that comes from like the popular masses of Argentines. Like the love for football comes from the people. And if anything, it's the right-wing media here that sometimes makes it like miserable and just criticizes everything and makes it quite unfun. So
unfun. Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, there's been a lot of discussion in the media about Argentina's goalkeeper, Dibu Martinez, and what in the football world you'd call shithousery, which Argentinians loved, by the way, but which international media, especially I've seen people in the UK, different European countries getting very, very offended by some of his antics, of course, putting the goalie glove on his groin and his dancing, his taunting of the French players. They're calling it sort of uncouth, uncivilized, rude, these sorts of things. So, but I think what all of these people don't understand is Argentinian culture. So how was that received in Argentina itself? And Do you think anyone who endured the win is going to be worrying about Dibu Martinez's politeness and manners?
No, I mean, I think there are some people here, and I have talked to some people here who might have some, you know, criticisms of certain mannerisms that the players do. But, it's an internal discussion, and no one is interested in having those conversations with Europeans. Argentine soccer, I think, is something that's like very, very special. And Argentine people here have their own culture when it comes to the sport and when it comes to celebrating their victories. Right now, Dibu is a national hero. You know, I don't really know how else to put it. And when he was doing the celebrations the day of, no one was, you know, kind of gawking at it and like, you know, hiding their kids' eyes. There have been some, you know, conversations after, now that the dust is kind of settled, but they're internal discussions and they're not, you know, coming from people in Europe who really have no understanding of like why maybe, you know, he was celebrating that way. And people here understand that those gestures are oftentimes towards the media, because the media has been so aggressive towards these players. It's not, you know, trying to kind of offend the general public. It has nothing to do with them.
And I noticed like a certain popular edge to the team as well. Like when they were going on the open top bus, we wouldn't play this, like they're doing a tradition of, drinking Fernet from a sort of Coca-Cola bottle that's been cut in half, and you know, a sort of street drinking style by the players. Like, do you reckon there's a popular aura about the team, and that like that them lifting the trophy for all the world to see has been almost a victory for sort of working class popular Argentinian culture?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a beautiful video that I've been watching on repeat for the past couple of days of Enzo Fernandez, like after he goes off the La Cancha, like after he leaves the green, I don't know how you say it, the field in after the victory, and he's being interviewed by a very popular Argentine sports journalist. And the sports journalist is kind of like hesitant on whether or not he can touch the cup, like the La Copa. Enzo is like, of course you can touch it, you're Argentine. And it's just this like beautiful moment, I think, that really shows kind of what this victory means for the team, but also how they're really kind of giving this victory to the people. It's been so long, and so many of the music in preparation for this cup has been about how long kind of we've had to wait and how long we've had to suffer, not only since we last won the World Cup, but also since the last time we made it to the final. And so, yeah, this is absolutely a win for the Argentine people. That's why you saw 4 to 6 million people out in the streets on Tuesday. It's why people are still celebrating. And it's why I think people, you know, will continue to admire these players. And I think it's why these players like Messi and Di Maria, who people thought this might be the last time we would see them playing for the Argentine national team, will continue to play, because they want to play as champions and they want to play as people who are really celebrated, I think, for the first time in their careers by every Argentine, even Messi. And people can't believe me when I say this, like even Messi is so often criticized by Argentines, Argentine media, or even just Argentines who, you know, I don't know if you remember, but at one point he left the Argentine national team, or he was threatening to leave, but I believe he actually said he was going to leave. And a lot of that was because Argentines were criticizing him. And so I think all of those, you know, detractors have been silenced. And now I think, you know, there's a real unity behind the team and behind this victory. So it's really beautiful to be a part of it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I saw that firsthand. And around Argentina getting to the final, among some of the sort of US-based left, there's been a certain discussion about, Argentina are bad, that Argentina, because, well, Argentina is a majority white country, and saying that, Argentina is a racist country, Argentinians are arrogant, everyone hates Argentina within Latin America, which is not true at all. In fact, if you go to Bolivia, you go to Peru, wherever, everyone was supporting Messi. Everyone was supporting Argentina, especially in the final, if not beforehand. And I think most people were beforehand as well. And, you know, especially when you live here, as you and I do, it's a very different, we have a very different perspective for some people that perhaps live in the United States or Europe. And there's even to the point where I saw some people saying that they'll be supporting France. They're supporting the French over a Latin American team in the name of anti-racism and anti-imperialism. So what do you make about these kinds of discussions, and like how does that portrayal of Argentina square with the actual reality in there? You know, you're Argentinian, you live there now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's always great when Argentines and Latin Americans are having conversations about racism and colonialism and imperialism amongst ourselves. I think it's extremely hypocritical when people in the US or people in North America, and especially Europeans, considering Mbappe's comments about Latin American soccer, try to kind of degrade Argentina, you know, calling. I saw this horrible tweet that really, really bothered me, that was saying, you know, Argentina's response to this World Cup victory, like the kind of like, you know, the nasty right way we celebrate, which is maybe a little bit more aggressive, is why that Argentina has, you know, economic recessions all the time, why we are culturally backwards and all these things. And then I went to the person's page and they're from England. A country that's literally occupying, you know, Las Malvinas, like literally occupying Argentine territory. So, yeah, I'm really not interested in having conversations about, you know, Argentina's policies with anyone outside of Argentina, but I understand that these debates are happening in the country and they're worth having. The, you know, Afro-Argentines that I've had the pleasure of speaking to in the last couple of days, I think their frustration with a lot of these comments is that they're completely ignoring, you know, the debates that have been happening in Argentina for years, the conversations that have been happening in Argentina for years, and also the scholarship that's been happening in Argentina, particularly by Afro-Argentines, about trying to kind of uncover and really set the record straight on a lot of history regarding Afro-Argentines and Indigenous Argentines. I think in general, when people in the United States and when people in Europe try to push conversations of racism and colonialism onto people in the global South, their response is going to be defensive. And ultimately, it's going to make the conversation less productive than when we have it internally. But yeah, I would never minimize or try to like deny that there is racism in Argentina. But I would say that Argentines are more than capable of having these conversations with other Argentines, and that it's not helpful to include North Americans in the conversations. And then I think the comments about why there are no Black people on Argentina's national team are pretty ridiculous. I don't really know how else to, like, I just think they're ridiculous. And I also think that, you know, people have been erasing the Indigenous names and the Indigenous, heritage or like ethnic background of some of the players that are on the Indigenous, are on the Argentine national team. Like, they're all white. It's not true, right? But it's just easy to kind of make those blanket statements when you're trying to dismiss a whole country and a whole people. It was frustrating at first, to be honest, because I just wanted to celebrate. But I think now that I've had some days to reflect, I understand maybe where some people are coming from, but I just don't think that it's helpful.
Yeah, and to add on to that, something that I think a lot of people who haven't been to Argentina don't really know is, you know, the Argentinian national psyche. And, you know, you always get the comments like, Argentines are arrogant. They think they're better than everyone else. When in fact, I think my experience has been actually the opposite. And I'm always remembered when once a team from Netflix came to film a documentary with Evo in the tropical. And one of the cameramen was Argentinian who lived in Mexico. He says, it's crazy. In Mexico, people seem to be proud about Mexico, don't really insult the country all the time. Whereas in Argentina, everyone's always down about the country. Everyone's always like, este país, da, da, da. So, you know, is it true? Argentinians arrogant? Do they think they're better than everyone else in the world?
No, I mean, I think one of my biggest critiques as an Argentine who grew up outside of Argentina and who now lives here is that I think Argentines could do with some more nationalism, to be honest. I think Argentines are very critical of Argentina, and then the Argentines that live outside of Argentina often have difficulty, you know, maintaining their culture. And so then they too become critical of Argentina. People also need to recognize when they're talking about Argentina that Buenos Aires, the city, the capital, is very different than Buenos Aires provincia, which is the part of Buenos Aires that circles the city, which has its own capital. And then there's, it's a huge country. So to be Argentine means so many things and can mean so many different things based off where in the country you live. And, you know, I think something that this World Cup victory means for Argentines is that for once we can all celebrate something together. For once we are all, you know, on the same page about, you know, something that can make us all happy. I think, there are Argentines, of course, that, you know, are very Eurocentric in their thinking. And I think that applies to people all over Latin America. I mean, every single country in the Americas was colonized. And that includes the United States. And so obviously Eurocentrism exists here. Obviously, the legacy of colonialism and the legacy of slavery and the legacy of what Europe brought to the Americas is still a thing here. And no one here would deny that. But this idea that Argentines wish that they were European or Argentines wish that this wasn't South America, I think couldn't be farther from the truth. And a lot of Argentines do have, you know, European ancestry, or their parents moved from Europe. I'm only third generation Argentine. My parents, my great great grandparents fled the Holocaust to come to Argentina. And so, you know, I think it would be ridiculous for Argentines to claim that there isn't a lot of European ancestry here. But that doesn't mean that I wish that I, you know, lived in Europe, or that I wish I was European. And I think that applies to most Argentines. We are celebrating this World Cup victory as a victory for Latin America, as a victory for a country in South America that the French that Mbappe, you know, said was worse than Europe. And you see it when you see Messi, you know, drinking his mate. You know, even like, he moved to Europe so long ago, but he still drinks his mate. He still cuts off his S's. I mean, these players do not live in Latin America. They do not live in South America, but they came back to Argentina and they're celebrating with the people of Argentina because they are Latin American. They are from South America and they maintain their Argentine culture. And I don't know, it's just quite frustrating because if Latin America had more money and more infrastructure and the infrastructure that Europe had, I think we would be dominating, you know, every single tournament as Argentina has done over the last couple of years. And so I think it's very, very hypocritical when Europeans kind of say like, you know, oh, Argentines wish that they were European. No, we wish you would stop taking the resources that we think we should have here, you know, so we can build up, you know, Argentina. But yeah, I mean, Argentines are very self-critical. We have very dirty senses of humor. And it's a lovely culture. I mean, people should come here, you know, come to Argentina. Like, it's a great place to visit.
Definitely go to Argentina. I love it. I've been now twice, both times for World Cup finals, actually, in 2014 and now just this past week. So, yeah, man, just to wrap it up, and on the note of visiting Argentina, what was the – can you describe the food and drink of the celebration? I think there's I mentioned it earlier about the Fernet, a special practice that Argentinians do especially when they're drinking on the street. So yeah, what would be the food and drink that you'd recommend for people coming to Argentina? What was the sort of things that we saw during the celebrations? Yeah, what is your top three food and drink recommendations of Argentina?
Oh, you're asking a vegetarian what he likes to eat in Argentina. Well, I'll say the things I'm supposed
I'll
to
do,
say.
I'll do mine after. I'll do the carnivore recommendations. You could do the non-meat eater recommendations.
Great. Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. I mean, I really, really like the red wine in Argentina. I think we have exceptional wine. So when you come to Argentina, definitely drink a lot of wine. The pasta here is A1, the pasta and pizza, I'll put those things together. I think it's better than the pasta and pizza that they have in Italy. And then, you know, even as a vegetarian, if you can get invited to an Argentine's house for an asado, you know, just to kind of, it's like the kind of traditional, you know, Sunday afternoon, you get together with family, with friends, and you just grill. There's always vegetables. There's sometimes soy milanesa, you know, just there's vegetarian options. I recommend an asado. It's a cultural experience and it's always delicious.
Definitely. And yes, obviously Argentina are world leaders in steak. I'm a big fan as well of the chimichurri, which is the sauce they put on a steak. It's kind of coriander, olive oil, chili flakes. My second favorite food of Argentina is the milanesa napolitana, but the chicken version more than the beef version, which is sort of chicken breast that's all been pounded, breaded with tomato sauce and mozzarella on top. Very nice. And for drink, I go for Fernet. Fernet is so good. And actually, Fernet is an Italian drink. And it's always really funny because Italians and South Americans have very different drinking cultures. And I remember in Italy once, I asked for a Fernet and Coke, which is what we have here in South America. And the waiter looked at me aghast, almost offended. Because in Italy, of course, you have it as a kind of digestivo, you know, sort of a small shot glass, and you sip it, you know, in a very polite manner. Whereas in Argentina and also in Bolivia as well, you have Fernet and Coke. You drink it as you would you know, any liquor and mixer. And I love seeing during the celebrations the way that people what they do is they get a big bottle of Coca-Cola, split it down the middle so that the bottom bit, they get the bottom bit, so it's a cup. And then with a lighter, you go around the rim, so it's smooth the edges. And then that's your cup where you have the Fernet and Coke in. And yeah, man, it's so good. I know our colleague Camila is not a fan of Fernet. I think she said it tastes like medicine or toothpaste or something. But, you know, I don't agree. I'm a huge Fernet fan. So, yeah, man, Ari, thank you so much for coming on with us and sharing a bit about what it's been like there in Argentina and this difficult year as well that it's been for the country. And, yeah, man, we hope to have you on again to talk about Argentina. We hope to be there again at some point soon. Thanks, Ari.
See you soon, Ollie. Thanks for having me on.
It's just-